السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه، ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض، ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من سره أن يبسط له في ماله وينسأ له في أثره فليصل رحمه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praise and all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who yet again has given us such a beautiful opportunity, such a beautiful occasion, the occasion of Jumu'ah. Indeed, we owe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we thank Him, and we be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bestowing us this beautiful favor of His. In this world that we're living in, we will find that there are different conditions, there are different claims, there are different things that are apparent to the eye. Sometimes things that are apparent to the eye are only a smoke screen, and what is beyond that is something else. So similarly, when it comes to our income, when it comes to our health, when it comes to our wealth, when it comes to our physical condition, our psychological condition, our mental condition, the conditions that we are living in, sometimes the claims that are made and the things that we see are just smoke, they're just a smoke screen. Beyond that, there is more to it. It's just it's skin deep. So sometimes we find that in this world, things appear to be juicy, things appear to be rosy, but beyond that there is nothing. And one of the things are our income. One of these things that we attribute and we think that the more income a person has, the more revenue figures are showing on his income statement, the higher bank figure he has on his balance sheet, the better cash flow he has. So this is a sign of barakat. In other words, we attribute barakat to increase in numbers, or we attribute barakat to the increase in our bank balance. But that is not necessarily the case. Sometimes that increase in that bank balance, sometimes that increase in the numbers is just a fast, is just a smoke screen. Barakat has to do with something else. Yes, barakat can display itself, can demonstrate itself in increase in numbers. Nama, ziyadati, increase, it can demonstrate, but it is not necessary. So therefore, very often a person in his acquisition of getting more and more, his mind is telling him that he's getting more and more barakat, but in reality this person is not getting barakat, he's getting more and more bala. He's getting more and more harm, more and more nuksan is coming to this person. Why? In trying and increasing those numbers, he's doing those things that he's not supposed to be doing. Those things that are causing more harm to him. So in his mind, he thinks he's getting more barakat, but the hakikat and reality is this person is actually losing out. And he is reaching such a stage of istidraj, where he's going lower and lower, until a time Allah Pak will just pull that string or pull that rope, and there'll be left nothing left of this person. We find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam something to demonstrate this point, that what is real barakat? Has real barakat got to do with numbers? Has real barakat got to do with figures? Or has barakat got to do with something else? What is the definition of barakat? Hiya thubutul khayril ilahi fi shay'in. It is the establishment or the realization of the divine goodness in something. Divine goodness meaning the goodness that Allah Pak has placed in something. We look in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was born, he was breastfed for a few days by his mother Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then thereafter he was breastfed for a few days by Suwayba radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the slave at that time of Abu Lahab. So now, when she had given news of the glad tidings of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Abu Lahab, he was so excited, so happy at that time, that isharatan with his thumb and his forefinger, he made an ishara that you are free. So now she became the freed slave of Abu Lahab. Just on the side point, ulama explain, it comes in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is mentioned in Musannaf Abdul Razak, and also the narration also comes similar to this in Bukhari Sharif, that Allah Pak had liked that action of Abu Lahab, the enemy of Islam, that because of happiness of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he freed this woman, that in akhirat his azab will be lightened and lessened to such an extent that how much water that can fit between the base of the thumb and the forefinger, he'll be given that amount of water to drink. Why? Out of appreciation for the khair and goodness he showed on the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can you imagine how much more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates when a person brings the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his life? He was an enemy of Islam and the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but Allah Pak appreciated that action so much. How much more will Allah Pak appreciate when a person brings the full sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his life? So anyway, Suwayba, this freed slave of Abu Lahab radiallahu ta'ala anha. So she breast Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after that for a short while, and she also breastfed Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an. Therefore they were foster brothers. Now it was the custom of the Arabs at that time, from the rural areas, from the village areas, women would come, they would come to Makkah Mukarramah, and they would take those children that were born. This would be a means of income for them. And the Arabs were happy to send their children to the countryside for a few reasons. One is the air is good there, one is the location is good, they'll grow up strong in the countryside. And the other was the Arabic language in the countryside was much better than it was found in the city area. So therefore they could learn good Arabic also and come back. So there was from the tribe of the Banu Sa'd, Hazrat Halima Sa'diyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the other woman who came to breastfeed. So they all came together as a group, that we are going to Makkah al-Mukarramah, we are going to bring some children to take back with us. This will be our income. And when we take the children back, we'll breastfeed them for a specific period and then we'll come back again. So she explains, she gives her story. This is mentioned in Sirat Mustafa. Hazrat Idris Khandelvi rahmatullahi makes mention of this incident. So Hazrat Halima Sa'diyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, she explains that when we came, then at that time I came with my husband and infant child. But we were in such poverty stricken situation that there wasn't enough breast milk that I had to feed my own child. And that donkey that I had was a very, very lean donkey. And the camel that we had also wasn't giving us one drop of milk. But anyway, we came to Makkah al-Mukarramah, and there we are, all the women came and they presented themselves. So they all had taken one child, until I wasn't left with any child to take back. And now the last moments came, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had inspired me, never mind, take this child. Asallahu ay yaj'ala lana fihi baraka. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakat in this child for us. So she tells the husband that, and he is also happy with the idea. So when they take Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just showing you that barakat got nothing to do with numbers. Barakat is something that is divine, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places in something. So when they had taken Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, suddenly that same camel that was needed flogging on the way coming to Makkah al-Mukarramah, that same camel now was moving with such a speed that it was outpacing all the other camels. There was no need now to flog it anymore. To such an extent that the other breastfeeding woman asking Hazrat Halima Sa'diyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, is this the same camel that you came with, or is this another camel? Then she says, when I put this child on my breast so that I may breastfeed this child, Allah Pak had given me so much of milk that not only I breastfed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but I've also breastfed my own child also, and I could start breastfeeding my own child. And then before she could actually take Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nobody wanted to take him. Why? Because this was a yateem child. Nobody wanted to take a yateem. But they didn't realize that he was not a yateem, he was a durri yateem. He was a rare pearl. And his reward, Allah Pak was the heaven, the controller of the heavens and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to give the reward for looking after this baby and this child. So everyone else put their things on what we normally put our sight. Look at the income of the father, look at the income of the mother, let us attribute what income or revenue streams we got, and that will bring barakat. But she at the end put her sight on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps Allah will give us barakat in this. So she put her nigah and her sight on something else. So now when she's going, this was the condition of this. So she got breast milk now to feed her own child. That camel also started moving. To such an extent, it started outpacing all the other animals. So now they had to actually restrain this animal because of the speed that it was going at. So she says, when I taken this child into my home, Allah Pak had given me so much of barakat that at that time there was a drought. That my sheep and my goats, when they would go to graze and come back, my goats would have so much of milk, its others would be full. And the other goats would come back scraggy, it'd come back without thin and lean, they had no milk. So now the people would say that, look to see where Halima Sa'diyah radiallahu ta'ala anha's goats are grazing, and send our goats to the same pastures, because where they are grazing, they're getting good milk. But they would go to the same place, but they would come back without being full. So now the other woman that had taken the children from people with better income streams, They all said, now they also started borrowing the goats of Hazrat Halima Saadiya radiallahu anha, so they could use it to milk those goats. So much of barakat Allah Pak had given her just by keeping this child in her home. So this is what you call barakat. Barakat is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the barakat. So even now when the time came to return Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, she was so excited about this child that she had with her, that she requested Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mother that please allow me to keep this child for a little period longer. So this is what we call barakat, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He places that blessing in something. And that blessing that stay, it remains. Therefore this word barakat, we'll find the Arabs used to use a phrase, barakat al-ibil. That when a camel kneels down, it kneels down first with its four legs. And then the balance of the camel kneels down. When a camel is standing, then that camel is very, very easily moved. Comes a very heavy wind or try to drop a camel that is standing, it's much easier. But try and move a camel that is sitting, it's very hard. So that barakat is something like that, it's established. When it comes there, it remains. All the ulama say that al-birkatu, which means a pond, it is the gathering of water that the land gathers. The land gathers the water and the water remains, unlike the other water that just seeps into the ground. This water remains, so this is called al-birka, a pond. So that wealth that comes, that blessings that come, it remains. It doesn't have to do with numbers, but rather it got to do with the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in it, that causes it to remain. So this is what we call barakah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakat, it takes different forms, different situations. Allah Pak puts barakat in time, He puts barakat in health, He puts barakat in a person's physical being, He puts barakat in a person's children, He puts barakat in a person's wives, He puts barakat in different aspects of a person's life. So now it doesn't mean that a person, he'll get only income, but the fact that Allah Pak is giving him whatever He's giving him, but He's saving him from sicknesses. What another person would have just got and spent it on hospital bills, spend it on legal fees, a person will spend it in all sorts of tests done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saving this person because he has got barakat in his income. He was a person recently who purchased a building. When I say recently, I mean in the last 20 years, he had purchased one building. And he had purchased it on bond. He had picked it up at that time for 900,000 rand. And people that knew him, friends of him, says, you know what, when you deal with the interest, Allah Pak takes away barakah. But his attitude was, his building was going cheap. I couldn't let a deal like this go. Doesn't matter, I'm involved in interest. You people are a little bit backwards. You ulama, you don't know what you're talking. You must see how this price of this building will escalate. So he purchased one building like that, and like that after that he purchased other buildings. So when the price of this particular building was going up, he was telling those people that told him, don't get involved in interest. You see, when I told you, you see the barakah this building got. From 900,000 it's gone to 2 million, from 2 million it went to 3 million. From 3 million that building now is sitting at about 12 million. So this person said that, see the barakah I've got in my building. But it so happened, Allah Pak shows how, what barakah is and what amounts are two different things. So very recently the same person, one daughter of his got involved in drugs. Marriage is completely broken, the woman, girl is on the street. Other daughter of his is suing him, taking him to courts. He comes to the office crying. He said, if this is what wealth is all about, then I'm saying that wealth is a lanat. Wealth is a curse. What is the use having these buildings that I've got? But this is what it's bringing to me. My own children are now disowning me, they're taking me to court, they're suing me, they're fighting me. This wealth has brought nothing but pressure and has brought stress and distress to us. This wealth means absolutely nothing. So this is what you call barakat. On the other hand, a person who's got that barakat, he doesn't have much. Just look back a few years to our fathers and forefathers. Many of them didn't even have big homes. There were three, four families staying in one home. But everyone graduated from there. Everyone came out from there. Everyone finished off from there. The family was happy. There was muhabbat in the family. Now in one house, you get three, four people earning, but everyone can't come out. That same house can't come out. Why? Because there's no barakat in there. So this is what we should be striving for. This is what we should be aiming for. How we can bring barakat in our lives. In Abu Dawood Sharif, there's one riwayat. That there was one sahabi that prepared to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now those days, going out is not like what we know, go 40 days, 4 months and come back. Easy conditions. But very difficult conditions. They would go out and sometimes they don't know, it will go out for months. And in difficult conditions, difficult terrain, they would need to prepare. And they were poor also. So whatever they had, they would gather and they would take. It's almost as though all the assets they would take and go. Whatever they could manage to take, they would take and go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there was one old person that had made all the preparation. But at the time of going out, he fell ill, he fell sick. And there was another young person that wanted to go, but he didn't have any means to go. So he approached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam told him, then go to this particular person and tell him that I sent you and ask him to whatever preparations he made to give it to you. Of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the sick man hears, he instructs his wife, give him everything that we have gathered for me to go out. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us barakat in that we have given, not that which we have held back. In other words, barakat is not in what is given. Therefore Allah says, يَمْحَقُ riba wa yurbi الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys interest and Allah Pak increase wealth. مَا نَقَصَدْ صَدَقَوْتُمْ مِنْ مَالٍ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that sadaqah will never ever decrease your wealth. Outwardly it's looking something else, but the reality and the haqiqat is something else. I'll terminate with this incident. That there was one person that he purchased a very expensive car. Good person, pious person. He purchased an expensive car. In its model, it was one of the highest type. And it so happened that whilst he was driving somewhere, that car got scratched. Very badly scratched on one side. So normally what happens when a car gets scratched, a new car, everyone, it hurts us, it affects us. One way, one test to see whether the love of the dunya is in the heart, the love of the asset is in the heart, is when the car gets scratched, or that asset gets scratched, see in our hearts that our heart gets scratched. If our hearts got scratched, we know that that asset is, the love of it is in the heart. So anyway, this person, he was a little bit disappointed and a little bit saddened that his car got so badly scratched. But he says that I was driving and it came to a traffic stop or a road signal where I had to stop, and there was one car in front of me. And then he said, I seen these four hijackers coming towards my car with guns armed. Now he had one of the new cars, new Mercedes. And he said, I seen them coming, and as they came right to my car, I seen the one hijacker seeing that scratch on the side, and he tells the other three, they leave this car, we're not taking this car. So he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved him at that moment. So you see, barakat surfaces in different ways. We might think that this is damage to the car and some harm is caused, but in reality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saving us for something very much more bigger. So therefore, that dua that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make every morning, Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadha al-yawm, فَتْحَهُ وَنَصْرَهُ وَنُورَهُ وَبَرَكَتَهُ وَهُدَى. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us goodness in the day, and in this day, and one of that goodness he would ask for is, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us barakat. So how do we get barakat? Just to finish off, barakat we can get in many ways, but bringing the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bringing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives, brings a lot of barakat. And one simple nuskha prescription. It is mentioned that all the heavenly kitabs that were sent down, all the heavenly kitabs, the khulasa, the gist and the crux of it is in the Quran. And the gist and the crux and the message of the whole Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed it in Surah Fatiha. And the gist of Surah Fatiha and the crux and the message of what is in Surah Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed it in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So such an easy thing, before we do anything, start with Bismillah. We open our shop in the morning, we start with Bismillah. We start our vehicle, start with Bismillah. Anything we do, just start with Bismillah. I'm not saying don't read the Masnoon Duas. The Masnoon Duas are there to read. But a simple thing for us that is so easy to do. Start every work with Bismillah. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakat in it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal on what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.